This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You gotta see the baby. When are you gonna see the baby?
Family matters.
People are messaging in about my traffic, Dave. People love my traffic.
Who?
Just some people.
Your mum and dad.
That you don't know.
But who are in Adelaide?
There's people on the eastbound, inbound.
Outbound, inbound, who cares?
Beck does not drive.
Just drive the speed limit, be safe, and look after your fellow drivers.
Exactly. Yeah. How good was Tom from Gogglebox? Amazing. But, Dave, you and I just need to slip back into my
beep. Time to get out and leave Gina. Gina, you've been fangirling for a whole week.
Gina, who is here?
Okay, one of my, kind of film idols, and as you know, plug for Outtakes on Monday night at 7 o'clock, the queer film show.
Clang!
Clang! There you go. I'm very excited when I realised that one of the people that I look up to as a role model, Rose Trochet, so the maker of what most people will know from Go Fish to the L Word, was coming down to Melbourne for the Screen Forever conference to talk about VR, virtual reality. So, of course, I reached out straight away. I was like, oh, my God, can we get Rose to come in?
And it was actually in that high-pitched voice.
It was a little bit of sweating and all this sort of stuff. And then we got a yes, so I am so excited. I might lose the ability of speech.
Welcome to Joy, Rose.
Rose, welcome.
I'm very happy to be here.
Welcome so much to
thank
Joy.
Thank you for the $1 million check to be here.
And thank you for getting up this early because you've been doing stuff for the Screen Conference, you know, Screen Forever, and you had a late night, but you're up here. You're here this morning. Yeah. Welcome to Melbourne, firstly.
Oh, yeah, it's great. I mean, the last time I was here was decades ago, and none of this was here. So that was just like, it was just like some low buildings and some rain and some hippies strumming on a guitar.
Sounds about right.
That sounds Melbourne.
So I've been looking for that.
So what do you love about Melbourne? What do you hate about Melbourne?
Ooh.
Oh, my goodness. Well, there is shopping to be had in Melbourne.
Ooh, yeah.
It goes, I can't seem to get myself out of the shop. I was like walking the other day and I'm just like, do the malls ever stop?
No, they don't.
And so that was very impressive, the ability to continue stores and that many stores. But I love the beach. I went down to the beach and just like watched the sunset and like all the people fishing. And I tried to see the penguins.
Oh, yeah.
But they were not complying.
It's kind of scary going to see them anyway because when people think they're really cute running back and forth from water, but what they're actually trying to do is not get eaten by prey when they do that.
Don't tell her that, Gene.
Well, you have to set them up, you know, in case one does get picked.
They're
up.
Nearly as scary as our politicians.
Yeah,
well, anyway. Rose, how do you feel to be in Australia today on such a historic day in our country?
Well, it's kind of really cool for me because when marriage equality passed in the U.S., I was in Paris. And so I wasn't there for that kind of moment of celebration. I thought, why am I always out of the country for like major shit that goes down? Oops, stuff that goes down. And so it's kind of cool to be here. But I really remember like my feelings like when I found out when I was in Paris and Pride was going on at the moment. So I was literally at the Pride parade when I found out.
So how's the attitudes changed in the US from the...
Sky hasn't fallen out. I mean, other stuff has happened.
Like it's now a good 2 years now, a year and a half?
Yeah,
How has the attitudes progressed?
It's very interesting because I think that, you know, there are a lot of people who are just like, we're getting married and, you know, like business boomed and suddenly there was like, a whole first wave of friends got married and, you know, and so that was really joyful. I've always had sort of a cynical attitude towards marriage as someone who, for whatever reason, never, you know, sort of had that as a desire. I mean, Gina, you and I were talking about that.
Yes.
I start to unpack, like, why don't I have that as a desire? Is that because I'm gay and I'm not going to get it anyway? So, like, forget you, man. Yeah. I don't even want it. You know, like, go away.
And is it that permission thing? And we've never been given permission to even dream that.
Yeah, I think, you know, so there are amazing stories of people who are just, like, have been together for 20 years, hint, hint, who are now, like I looked, like, we got our friends together and I just looked in this, you know, person's face and I was just like, I love the fuck out of you. And, you know, and like people just being renewed, like in their love. And that's a really beautiful thing. You know, at the same time, to answer your question, Dave, no, it wasn't like one of these sweeping, like a light switch went off and everyone was like, well, we need to accept all these people now. Yep. So there's not that, you know, there is still the you know, do I, you know, at the hotel, do I lay in my lover's arms, like my wife's or my husband's arms? You're still going to kind of be a little bit like ruining all the other people's day if you do. Yeah. You know, there's it didn't automatically take away all of the stigma of being LGBT.
And I'm assuming there's some cities where it's a lot more safer, a lot more rainbow friendly than other cities, like
Melbourne.
Most countries. Yeah.
Yeah, for us.
I tend to live in those cities. Yeah. So I don't, you know what I mean? Like really, I live
in Melbourne's such a bubble here. Like it's such a safe bubble for us.
Yeah.
Totally.
You forget. Yeah. Really. Like, and it's so cute and heartening to walk down the street and see a little couple holding hands and being like, you go.
It is like that.
Tear,
I know. During this campaign, there's been some stuff that's come out, you know, about the way some people are behaving, including our politicians. I know I've been really embarrassed about how that looks globally. What was the perception of this debate in the United States?
I think, you know, I can only speak from a personal place following this, which was like, I think at first I was like, wait a minute, the U.S. did this before, you know, Australia did?
Yeah,
like,
we thought that, like, too.
I just said, are we in the upside down?
Yeah.
That's kind of like my, I see, my perception's always been that Australia, you know, kind of is the more progressive country, you know, and so it was a little bit like, what? So hopefully today, this will be, you know, this thing which people think is so sacred for, you know, for sometimes it is so, it's sort of like a penis makes a man. It's sort of like there are things that I'm just like, that I just cannot logically wrap around my head, that makes zero sense, that people kind of claim to be their own, or like this is somehow sacrosanct, or, you know, it's hard to put myself into those shoes to try to understand the intolerance of something which is really an act of love.
Yeah.
And the more, and you will experience that now that people are getting married. And P.S., it does. I'm telling you. Once I started marrying people, I was just
we have heard.
Before we get to the weddings, I just want to ask this question. Gina always gets me to ask this question about the Vera Wang. Are there more Vera Wang dinner sets that we can expect? I still don't know what this service is all about.
We try to teach Dave about wedding
things. Is this lesbian language?
Well, you know, it's lucky that I even know this.
Gina.
I've never had a bride. For the lady who doesn't want to get married, it's like, I've not had a bride, you know, magazine or anything. But Vera Wang does make dresses. I think you can get them rather affordably.
She makes everything.
And she makes them dinner sets.
Well, that's her billion-dollar business.
Salad servers, you name it.
Yeah.
And especially for those wedding gifts at registries. But
it's a hoot.
It is.
Like, I mean, you know, like, shit, like, get, like, all the presents.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, well, we've been locked out of this, you know, like, I mean, get married just to get the presents.
Well, and then you
get
it annulled and keep the presents. How many presents you've had to buy straight people?
Oi.
Yeah.
Oi.
Yeah.
I'm Greek. You have no idea
how many envelopes I've had to pin on dresses.
Exactly.
So, speaking about weddings, during yesterday's Screen Conference, you mentioned that you've officiated 4 weddings.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us more about that?
Now, to give a bit of context, you're also an atheist.
I am.
As well. So, how did this all come about?
I'm an atheist. But a minister in New York. It's hilarious. I went online. My friends, Jamie and Libby, shout out. They'll never hear this. I don't know if that, maybe they will hear it.
We will reach.
We do. Okay. Why aren't you listening right now? You're asleep. We're the first couple that I married, and I was so, it's such an honor to be asked. And, you know, as someone who had not sort of believed in marriage, you know, I just felt as though, you know, like, how do I do this in a sincere manner?
Yeah.
And sort of, you know, and then kind of really just took it seriously.
Yeah.
And they had this kind of beautiful wedding where, you know, friends sang the song from the Muppets, someone's getting married in drag, you know, and it was just
fabulous.
Like this kind of it was
amazing. I want that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was just a wonderful wedding and party, and what I loved about them is that, you know, they It's the promises that you make. Like, you know, we've been on the outside of marriage for, you know, however long marriage has existed,
yeah,
since the beginning of time. And what I find sort of confounding is like when someone stands up there and makes the same promises that heterosexual people have been, yeah, failing at for years and years. And it's like we have a chance to like kind of like take our perspective from the outside of this experience and make different and more realistic promises to each other. Like, I will try to love you. Mm-hmm. I will try every day to love you. It might not work every day, or, you know, like, or whatever it is, or, you know, like, whatever you feel you can do. But, mm-hmm, like, knowing that, like, whether you believe that you could be with someone only for the rest of your life, but it's like, it's really kind of more wanting to be someone's person.
Yeah.
And there's something about that public kind of, I had friends, I didn't officiate this wedding, but my friends who got married, you know, kind of made us all stand up at a certain point and said, look, we want you to make a promise. And we're like, oh, what? You know, we're not having
hands in
pockets.
We're not
having 100-some right now, because that's going to be really messy. But, you know, and their promise they made us say is like, please be for us and not against us. Meaning, don't talk shit about us when times get tough. Mm. Don't nice. Take one of us aside and go like, oh yeah, well, you know, you always knew a little bit like.
Oh. People take notes.
Yeah,
this is what's happening.
We've got a few more questions for Rose Trutche. Is that how you pronounce the surname? Yeah. I think I've got it down pat there. And if you feel uncomfortable at any time, like with Gina's
like,
hands around,
just
pat your head or something. We'll help
Gina
you.
Gina tries to marry you.
It's Family Matters does break
me. I've officiated her wedding. She's married now. Her partner. Ha! Fooled you. By the power of invested in me by the state of New York, I now pronounce you married.
Yes. There you go. Perfect.
There's more from the Family Matters team in just a moment on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, your Family Matters breakfast for announcement day with Beck, Dave and Gina, who is fangirling the likes of which I've never seen before. Again, Dave and I will just back away from the microphone.
Rose was tapping her head very rapidly in the song.
Yeah. It was all the inappropriate touching.
Yes, that's right.
Go on, have your moment.
Have your moment,
and that's so American. But.
Yeah.
No, I believe in consent, always. Now, we do have Rose Trutche, who is in Melbourne for the Scream Forever conference, and who's here to talk about VR, which is a new way to communicate. Most people should know and I yelled at Dave and Beck, should know Rose's work from Go Fish and the L Word.
I know the L Word.
Which is actually coming back. I think that announcement was made in July of last year. Now, I was at the Scream Forever conference yesterday and kind of writing notes about some of the stuff you mentioned.
You're such a nerd,
yeah,
Gina.
I am. Now, you mentioned this kind of, back in your early activist days, there was kind of this kiss thing that happened in a suit, like it was at a supermarket or a, can you tell us how you
act? Whole Foods.
It sounded like this kind of flash mob, kiss mob kind of thing. Can you tell us about that? What was that for?
Oh, my God, it totally was. We used to call it a kiss-in.
Kissing.
And so we would all kind of get together. And, you know, like some people had cars, some people didn't. So there'd be like, anyway, we could kind of go there, you know, as a group. And so we'd get to the mall, usually a mall or something, you know, some public place with some sort of lobby. And just hurry up and like, and, you know, and everyone would like, I mean, just imagine when you're single and you're like, because everyone's, you know, you have your eye on someone to kiss and then they're like, oh, they're taken. And you're like, oh, it's just going to be us now.
It's me
and Dave
Friday
right
night.
Now.
That's my Friday night.
Yeah. And Saturday and Sunday sometimes.
And Tuesday mornings.
This is before Grindr. So this is the original.
Yes.
But yeah, so we would like, and then once the security came out or once a crowd would start to form, he'd be like, get out, you know. Because apparently it was against the law. It really wasn't against the law, but you would be kicked out.
I like this approach because I'm not very good at choreography. Most of these kind of like flash mob things require dancing and moves to remember. And
whereas you can
kissing.
Dirty pash with the best of
hell
them.
Yeah. Yes. Mm. Hell yeah. Hell no. Yeah. Certainly
I
can.
I forgot the term pash.
Now, we pash here
Rose.
In
yes.
Australia.
Yes.
Now,
good word.
To leave our audience, because we are going to have to let you go back to the conference, I love how you kind of describe how we are kind of almost masters at creating families as gay people. Would you like to kind of maybe leave us on something like that? You know, tips for our community that's feeling really vulnerable today as to how we actually are really good at taking care of each other.
We really are. And I think, you know, there is something both beautiful and cautionary about marriage equality passing, which is that suddenly we get into this heteronormative model That was the bash to you, I guess. That was obligatory.
No,
it wasn't. But
that's okay.
And I think that kind of, there's something really fundamental and beautiful about what the community is and has always been, that somehow then turns into this kind of more singular family unit with children and then starts to be that. I really advocate holding on to like our extended families that we've created. And I know that with my group of friends, we really try to make the work, despite the fact that everyone's having kids and you travel in a different friend group. You know, you have moms that you see, your dads or families or other people with kids. And I think it's just something uniquely special to the community that we should continue to hold on to and not perform marriage in the ways that we we've seen all our lives, but make it something newer, better, like more beautiful. And I think that we have that sort of passion and imagination to do that. And so that is my charge to all of you on the eve of it.
Ooh.
It hopefully being marriage equality being passed here in Australia. Awesome. Just make it your own beautiful thing.
Thank you, Rose.
Just own it.
Own it.
Thanks so much, Rose, for coming in.
Huge.
My pleasure.
I have to say, before Rose quickly steps out, we have had a message from Alan who says, Gina's not the only one fangirling, although my voice hasn't gone up 2 octaves. I'm a huge fan, Rose. Go Fish is one of my favourite films. That's from Alan.
Thanks, Alan.
Love you, Alan.
We've also had another great message. Morning, guys. Thanks so much for keeping things positive today. Love the In Excess track. Who doesn't? It's Julie from Enable Social Enterprises.
Hey, Enable.
Go, Julie. Today, to counteract this pit in my stomach, we'll be keeping it positive, doing what we do every day, supporting disadvantaged community and gaining vital employment skills. We'll be sticking together no matter what.
Woohoo! No, thank you, Julie.
Anyway, let's get to a song. Thanks so much, Rose.
Thank you.
Have a great day. See ya.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.